talks.
Wow. Yo. How many times do we have to stop and start, stop and start?
Well, the first time your audio engineer over here was recording on the wrong track.
I didn't know you went to school for that.
Yeah, I did. It was crash course that given by Jenny Lutkins.
We went to Belmont. We should have.
Right, you would think, but no.
No.
You? Yeah.
Well, and then somebody laid the S-bomb.
So oh, yeah. It's a real bomb.
That. So we had to delete that. Yeah. All right.
Dennis, how could you?
My Lord.
In his defense, he didn't know we were recording, so.
Yeah, I didn't get the countdown.
It's going to get loud here in a second, so I apologize. It's going to be real quick, though, because I got some, or we have some two individuals are about to jump on the air bike.
Mr. Brian Covey.
Covey.
Mr. Lewis Pritchard Walker.
Mr. Walker.
Lewis.
Lewis. Let's call him Lewis.
Kettlebell snatches, burpees.
10 calorie air bike.
Get up,
Covey.
There.
Get up there. All the way up. Open your hips, Covey.
There you go. Just got called out on the podcast. All right, so happy Friday, y'all.
What
we got going on?
I don't know what's going on this week.
You just boosted.
Oh yeah. Well, nobody thought I was going to get into the boosting and. I've done two, which is not many, but I think it's a worthwhile thing because I see that
traction.
I've seen that water bottle every day this week sitting in the middle of the turf.
What? Whose water bottle?
Mr. Massey.
What? Again? No way.
Yeah.
So you made a Boost. If you don't know what Boost it is, it's going to be an app right now. It's still web-based, but we're kind of a pilot program for. And it is our opportunity to kind of come together as a community and encourage and inspire and motivate and basically lay some money down to help people get stuff done.
And that money goes
to a good cause.
Exactly. That money goes to a good cause.
Yeah, this one, he put barbells for boobs on there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show Dennis how to share it on Facebook when we get done here and hopefully get some more behind it.
That social media savvy is not me.
I'll help you. It's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
You push the share button.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But tell us about your boost, Dennis.
Well, I'm boosting Rod Massey to remember his water bottle for 7 days. He needs that water bottle for his hydration for the challenge that he's involved in.
Yes.
Of getting enough water in. And that's his way of knowing how much water he's putting in by keeping track of the bottles.
So he's got to not leave it for a whole week.
For a whole week.
And then what happens?
And at the end of the week, then he gets money.
Hopefully
it becomes a habit.
Right. Well, then you made it.
He gets a habit. Barbell for boobs gets to money.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put barbells for boobs on there?
I don't know. That's again, this is social media stuff.
Rod, he'll rather go to barbells for boobs rather than
something
his pocket,
like that.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd use my finger to scroll, and that's it pretty much. I'm still trying to figure out. Every once in a while, these red notifications come up, and I was like, "What? What is this?"
Oh, like the one that said Pritchard boosted you yesterday.
I am not going to accept that challenge.
He was so excited about it, and I was too. And then I saw it, and I was like, "Dennis is not doing that."
No way. I'm not going to let my facial hair grow until March, to the end of the open or the beginning of the open. The end of the open. There's no way.
Yeah, you're too.
Have a heart, dude.
No,
it's for a good cause.
Clean.
It's
the other problem is he can't grow
it
like
won't
you.
Grow.
Really.
It's not like that. It's worse than his.
Well, all I'm saying is your wife likes long hair. I'm sure she likes beards.
No, I don't actually.
No,
Tara.
Shh.
You're scratchy.
You could have yelled.
Oh, you can defend yourself.
It's Coach P saying.
Getting nasty with this.
Don't get on me when I can't come defend myself.
I know.
Yeah, beards are, they look cool, but, you know, when you kiss, it's, ugh.
Some people, it's great. It's great.
Like, and you grow a good beard, Lee. I'll give you that. If he could grow one like that, he might do it. But his doesn't look like that.
No, mine doesn't look like that. And then it itches in the beginning, and then I have a daughter that's going to go shave your. I mean, she, a day
yeah.
like today, she'll
she gets
go.
On him.
Here's Daddy, you need to shave. I'm like, I shaved this morning. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. You weren't in the shower with me. I shaved this morning.
Yeah, she's brutal.
She is.
Safe to say, her future husband won't have facial hair either.
No. If he does, oh my Lord. Just like, you know, me taking food off of your plate, your dad knew.
All I'm saying is she's getting pretty possessive.
Of you.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you bring a girl around.
Yeah.
She's going to get jealous.
She is going to get jealous.
She did that with Jamie.
Yeah, she did.
That's funny.
When Tess started coming around.
Yeah.
She got upset. It was so cute.
She sat over and kind of pouted. And we're like, what's going on?
Giving her Tess, the stink eye.
And Tess was like trying to be friendly. And she just.
Wouldn't have anything to do with her. Oh, we were in so much trouble with her.
Just another little fun thing to have archived for her future.
And now it is forever.
Yes. There you go.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Rod and this water bottle and hydration.
Are we still there?
Yeah, well,
okay.
We're moving on to Miranda's article this week on healthy H2O. Is there unhealthy H2O? Yeah, I guess there is.
Well, to a point, yes. If the minerals are completely taken out of the water, it's not good for you.
Yeah,
because you need those minerals in your system.
Yeah, she actually mentioned like not drinking distilled water all the time. It's okay every once in a while, but it shouldn't. Like you need the minerals.
Yes.
So don't drink distilled water all the time. She also said we're not talking about vitamin water, or Gatorade, or Powderade, or soda, or diet soda, or even juice. Just water.
So coffee's still on the table there.
She did say maybe just a little bit of black coffee and unsweetened tea occasionally. But most importantly, pure, clean, yummy water. You can tell Miranda wrote this, yes. It's very happy.
Well, we talk about, you know, starting with, what, half ounce of water mm-hmm. per body pound?
Yep.
And get them to just realize how much they're not drinking.
Yep.
Try to get them out of it. I recommend, you know, 12 ounces of water in the first thing in the morning. What do?
Put a little bit of salt, a little pinch of salt in it.
Of sea salt in it. And that, at least you start the morning with 12 ounces.
Yep.
Room temperature. I usually pour the night before. I've been pouring a glass, leaving it out, so I have that.
What about all that dust?
Oh, yeah. Lord, have
so much dust.
That's why I don't do that. I turn on the tap water a little bit warm, and I fill it in the morning.
Lord have mercy. Come
or what
on.
About the bugs that, like, fly yeah. by,
oh,
take
man.
A drink, and then poop
Lord.
In it?
You know what? We need that sometimes, all right?
You need bug poop.
We need
you heard
that.
It from Dennis Cheatham.
Sometimes, you know. Come on.
All right, so big three steps, she says. Figure out, just like Dennis just said, how much are you drinking now? Try to pay attention to it, and then try to increase that goal to half of your body weight in ounces.
So if you to start.
To start, yeah. Well, it's to start.
I always say to start. You have that's the start because you actually should be getting more, but just the minimum amount right there.
Right, and that which leads into how much are you sweating, breathing, using the restroom?
Exactly.
Obviously, on a hot, sweaty day, you're going to need more water than, you know, as weather gets cooler. And then make it a habit. Make it a habit, guys. I know one thing that's really helped me is just the you know, I'll start off with the plastic water bottle here, and I'll make tick marks on it, big black ones, every time I finish it and refill it. So that, and it does two things. One, it helps me keep track of my water. But two, when I look at my bottle and I see the black thing, I was like, oh, I need to finish that so I can make another mark. So it almost becomes a little competitive to try to get more water in.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
It's now a game.
It's what my life has resorted to. So good article from Miranda this week. Drink your water. Any questions? Yeah,
especially in the summer, because of the warmth, we feel that thirst, desire for water. In the winter, you still need it if you're working out, but because you're not sweating as much, doesn't mean that you don't need as much.
Right.
Remember to get your water in, even during the cooler temperatures, because
yeah.
you still are using that water that you're consuming in your system.
Yeah, your body's 50 to 70% water, uses it for endless number of processes, so you'll feel better just getting it in. Mm-hmm. Try it. You'll be surprised. It will change your life.
All right.
All right, what else we got?
I don't know.
Skierg.
Oh, yeah.
Skierg.
Did you see our post this morning, Dennis?
No,
what's
I did
in
not.
The box?
I saw the picture that was sent to me.
Okay, you didn't see the...
I didn't see the post.
So...
I was homeschooling. I don't... I'm not...
Well, good, good.
Trying to stay off the phone when I homeschool, but you keep texting me and asking me questions.
Well, I need you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. Do I need to, like...
No.
No. So, Lee starts making the, you know, go ahead, say it.
What's in the box? Reference.
What is
seven.
In the box?
It's from...
Number seven?
It's from Seven. Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Wife's head. In a box.
Oh,
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
If you haven't seen the movie.
It's his wife's head.
It is a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It's messed up, man. It's horrible. So, Teddy found a little, what are those things called? Meme. Of Brad Pitt and his face and what's in the box. And so I clip-stitched it right next to Lee.
Oh, you and your social media savvy.
Look at me. I'm getting it. Hold it. Right next to Lee in his big box, making the same face as Brad Pitt. And we put it out there.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, we thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It is funny. It's probably going to be my profile picture soon.
So it's a skierg.
It's a skierg. Why on earth did we get a skierg?
Some more punishment.
So Dennis can just dish it out even more now.
Well, it's only one, so it's not going to get used that much.
No,
dish it out
in the
to
class.
Himself.
Yeah, it won't get used in class. But what about the personal training?
Individual and personal training is able to use that.
So if you're on an individual programming coming during study halls, your coach can now program that in there.
It's a good way, good upper body use, very similar to how the air bike, you have your legs and your arms moving at the same time. It's another cyclical form of punishment.
Speaking of punishment, you should have seen Lee and Blake putting this thing together this morning.
Dude. Yeah, that one screw was almost, messed up. They're glad they called the old man with some experience and some wisdom come over and... Now, get back there, fix it. Hey, wait, I'll take it off, put it back on. Don't strip the screw.
Yep.
Old man wisdom.
They needed old woman experience to come over and say, well, instead of drilling new holes, what if you just lifted that? What if you just, like, shimmied it, you know?
Because we had tried it, and Blake was behind it.
No, not that one. The first one where he had to put the cardboard there.
That one was terrible. I hate that. That one was just poor design.
Like, yeah, I do have to say, like, for being templated, and then they did not do a good job of lining up holes. They always had to work hard getting all that to work. So thank you very, very much.
Earned my keep.
That was pretty funny. So, Dennis.
I walked in and I was like, oh, they're putting it together. They're not waiting on me. Oh, my Lord.
Good boys, good boys.
All right. Usually people just kind of wait and go, oh, yeah, okay. It's not working.
Right.
Fix it.
Rubber's not working.
Blake did go, hey, if it doesn't work, I don't want to be the one to blame. So he let me do most of the legwork.
Nice. There was one part, Dennis, where we're trying to line up the holes because they were slightly off. And so there was definitely some pulling and some pushing and stuff while I was under there because I was the only one with the small enough hands to be able to get these, or I can't say small enough, like slender enough hands to be able to get the screw in there. So Lee does it and we get it in. Then there's another one. And it was hard work on Blake's part. Yeah, he was sweating back there. He was taking off clothes. And so Lee's like, all right, Blake, let's switch.
To be fair, I had two layers on, so I didn't, like, take off the one shirt that I was wearing. I had a sweatshirt, took it off, had sweatpants, took those off. All right.
Podcast Land was envisioning Lee taking off his shirt.
Yeah.
But so the boys switch places. Lee's like, hey, Blake, why don't you try this, and I'll stand over there.
We got barbells going outside.
Yeah, for some reason. But so Blake gets back there, and he's trying, and he's pulling with all of his might, and I'm down there, and I'm like, it's not moving. So he tries again, and
he's
I go.
Trying to get a break.
I go, I'm so sorry, Blake, it's not moving. So we had to switch back, and Lee got the job done.
Is that bench press?
So team effort there.
Well, it's up. It's there.
So is it just upper body?
No.
No. It's actually, I mean, if it's done properly, your hips are involved.
Yeah.
You're getting your hips involved into that motion. And it really, you can see core to extremity transfer occur there more than a lot of other things.
especially you reach up and kind of open up your abs like you would on like a GHD sit-up at the back end.
Yeah, most what I've seen is you guys were playing with it a little bit. You started it with an arm movement, and you're kind of going the other direction with it.
Yeah, it's got to go hips to arms.
Yeah, you want to kind of start with bringing the hips down or at least contracting the hamstrings, getting the hips to drop a little bit, and then pulling.
Sounds fun.
You need to have a contest. You can get it going the fastest.
Dude, we did box CrossFit Steamboat when we were up in Steamboat Springs had one. So, of course, Dennis, you know, took a full advantage of that.
Can I use that? Yeah, okay.
So, skiered at high altitude.
Oh, that was fun.
No
gross.
Oxygen.
Oh, that was fun. My fingers were tingling. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was tough. But good.
Yeah, I think, it was like a, he had us do like some big 5K. Was it a 5K row? I think that day we did some lifting and then we did a 5K row. And I said, well, can I row 2.5 and then can I do 2.5 on the ski erg? I think I went 3 and then 2K on the ski erg.
Is it a 1-to-1 conversion for ski erg to rower?
I have to think about that. I'll have to look at that up. I know it's a lot, takes a lot longer because, again, you're not, your power output is diminished due to the fact that you're not using the strongest part of your body, which is your hips and legs, as much as you are on rowing and on air bike. So I'd have to look at that conversion.
So Blake understands that if he misses that and rolls backwards, he's buying the window, right?
I don't know. You may want to discuss that with him.
Is that heavy for him? Doesn't look heavy for him.
Is that 155?
I don't know. It's the Oli weights. I don't know. I don't know the weights there.
I know he's doing them touch and go. I'm assuming that's the workout you had programmed for him.
Kind of like 15 touch and go snatches.
Yeah, and if Mike is in the building, he's going to freak out.
Okay. Anyway, back to the podcast.
Okay. I'm really concerned about that. So, okay. But it we'll be playing with it a little bit in here. And over time, we may see multiple ones show up. And then they'll really get involved into the workouts. But not at this point. I mean,
we don't have the wall space.
We don't, yeah.
And we're hopefully getting 3 new rowers back today. Or three
yes,
rowers back, I shouldn't say new.
Monitors in that died at Tango. Does he think we can hear him?
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah, we're fine with weights. It was the air bike that was right in our ear.
Yeah, so, but new rowers coming back?
Yep.
Or old rowers being retrofitted with a retro kit.
Old rowers becoming new again.
Becoming new again. And we have 2 more air bikes coming in.
What?
Yeah, we have 2 more air bikes coming in.
I'm pretty excited about
those. Things. I'm not.
Black Friday special.
Yeah.
So now we'll have 10 of the good ones.
And 10 air and 10 rowers.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yep. So things are going, moving along there.
Yep. So not moving along. How about the this article you sent me today?
What was that article I sent you today?
Accepting Change, One Man's Opinion on the Future of the CrossFit Gym.
I wish I saved it and I didn't delete it.
Well, you can go to the text that you sent me and follow that one.
Oh, sweet. Man, you know.
All right. What would he do without me, Lee?
I don't know.
Probably he's dead in a ditch.
So look at all this Texas in the middle of my homeschooling that you sent me.
I was asking about programming. And then Lee comes in because I was in my office in the bathroom.
The office in the bathroom.
Goes, can you come? And I walk out and he's like, or you don't have to. And I was like, no. My brain is like hurt from the programming. I'm going to think too much.
And then, of course, she gets accosted by other questions as soon as she stepped out the door.
Yeah, it was like Teddy and Lee fighting over me.
I had dibs. He broke the international law of dibs.
Unfortunately, Teddy was actually with a member, so he took priority.
So the article is called Accepting Change, One Man's Opinion on the Future of the CrossFit Gym.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, roasted.
Man.
Need some ointment for that burn there, Dennis? No.
burn.
Burn.
It's more of a jugular.
See, Lee, I'm bleeding. This is how much he doesn't pay attention to
roasted.
Me.
I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding a jugular.
All right, so fitness industry is changing yet once again.
Well,
CrossFit took it and turned it upside down.
But see, the fitness industry's been changing for years.
Doesn't every industry change?
Yes.
I mean, really?
You have to evolve. You have to change. You have to see the change that's coming. CrossFit changed the sense of from isolation and machines into more of a functional type of fitness.
Which was the way it used to be done back in the day before we had all those machines.
And then, you know, even in that functional fitness standpoint and realm, things have changed from that as well. Mm-hmm. Looking even from rehab standpoint, from my days back in rehab, it isn't just rehabilitating the injury and getting them ready. It's rehabilitating the injury, then start to focus on the functionality of it because there's an imbalance that was created.
Right.
Improving on the mobility of that, improve the stability, and then let's start getting them stronger again and move them back into that realm. So many things have changed and evolved over the number of years. And, you know, from what, like the article said, you know, this is his opinion. And if you don't change, you know.
Yeah, you may not be around.
May not be around long. Mm-hmm. And you have to accept that change. You may not like it.
Yep. The only thing constant is change.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of the things in the article, he talks about aesthetics and...
Oh, yeah, just how the CrossFit gym has changed.
Yes.
As far as when they were first in.
They were just, like, almost like this.
I'd say, like, this is a... Like, people would come to our gym and say, wow, this is really nice. And it's still very, you know, compared to, like, a Globo gym, it's very basic. It's just a box. You know, the fact that, well, we keep it clean is one thing. But I think there were people out there that actually, like... It was a quest to see how raw and they could make their gym.
I mean, I remember seeing gyms and videos that had big holes where the weightlifters fell into the wall and they never repaired it. I'm like, really? Fix the hole. But that was the mantra at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's changed. I haven't been to one, but I know that I've seen videos of some of the top boxes out there, like NorCal. Where
it is now NorCal Fit, right?
Now NorCal Fit, where they're, I mean, it's a little different and a little bit more color, a lot more lights.
Have you seen the new Mayhem?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that one's going to be ridiculous because
it's
they
huge.
All the, like, other people are putting money. Other, you know, the, like, I think the matting. Like,
Rogue and Reebok. And
Advocators even got their hands in it, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of, you know, the direction they're going in aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Looking at, you know, it's something that's presentable.
They even talked about air conditioning, locker room, showers, front desk, reception areas, juice bars.
Yeah. We have AC. We do.
It's called the air bikes.
That's right.
And open doors.
Self-powered. Yes. I don't know, man. Be able to use AC or heat in here. I don't know about the heater issue. But AC, yeah, I don't know.
No.
Don't need it.
We just get to move around a little bit more there, Teddy, and the heat will come around.
Yeah, it's not bad in here for the athletes. It's for the coaches that it's rough because you're not moving around so much.
Well, then move.
Okay. Do some burpees in the middle of my coaching session.
Well, then
do what Lisa does. Calf raises.
Wow. There you go.
The second part is it was better programming and fitness knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't back in the old days. It was fair to just go and just get your level one if you had never had any experience. You know, I'm lucky enough that when I came into the CrossFit realm, I come in with a master's degree. And I had that background. I'd been in this industry for a while as a coach, as an athlete, and as an athletic trainer. And so, you know, at that time, that gave me a big leg up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then when CrossFit started really running, you know, people would go and get a weekend certification and open a box. And that was acceptable. I'm really curious on how many of those people actually had a background like myself that was in the field, mm-hmm. that went and did it. And if those individuals did it, are they still around compared to ones that weren't.
Right.
But, you know, now, you know, like myself and what we ask our coaches to do is some form of continuing education, really getting to be to better programming, understanding more than just your basic high-intense interval training. Why are you doing it? What's the purpose that it's have on the individuals?
And how do different intervals actually affect different energy systems?
Yeah. And so having that knowledge, and then even bringing more than just the fitness knowledge of, do you have mobility knowledge? Do you have that knowledge of seeing somebody move and be able to correct it? Do you have, you know, what like Eli did, what is it? He went and got rock tape. Mm-hmm. Do you have the ability to help an athlete that has something going on that, you know, with that knowledge or the cert or the education you're getting to be able to help them improve and move on from just basic programming or basic just knowledge of fitness?
Right.
So some of these companies, even the one that I'm involved with right now is OPEX, and there's quite a few others that are out there really pushing beyond that the just basic knowledge. That's just the foundation of it. Now you have to build upon it.
Right. You got to put it into practice, because mm-hmm. you can get all the knowledge, but at the end of the day, the best coaches are ones that have experience.
Yep. And then, you know, obviously that leads in the diversity of services that are offered. That's his point number three. It's no longer just a CrossFit or functional fitness class. Do you have other services? When we first started, we tried CrossFit Kids.
Yeah.
Was that a service that was that was, you know, capable of being handled? Did it improve? We addressed it, brought it back, let it go, brought it back. Eventually decided that it's not, at least from this standpoint.
For this market.
In this market, it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, and at least for us, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But we do have a performance class. That's the diversity for kids that are looking at the athletic end of it and wanting, you know, more multi-directional fitness to be better as an athlete. It has more areas of scope.
Right. And then we've always, you know, from the beginning, I can't say from the beginning, but along the way, we had the endurance, the Olympic lifting, we did mobility classes until we changed the format of that. So those were other classes, but then even to the diversity services, you know, now it's, well, the individualized program, or the personal training. So definitely being able to offer more to, you know, to the market.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we started recognizing that individuals come to us. If they come to us even as a well-rounded athlete, they still have issues. Mm-hmm. And when you start getting the general population, just normal everyday Joes that go to work at 9 to 5, and they start coming in the morning or in the afternoons at lunch or in the evenings, they have more issues than somebody that does this on more of a regular basis.
Right.
So that kind of led to our decision of moving into an individualized design for some, having two forms of diversity there, I guess.
Two routes,
yes. And then adding the individual sessions for individuals that are wanting to still do group classes, but they still need to work on particular things with the coach.
Yeah, which actually leads into the supply versus demand thing. There's people out there that say, no, it's the fitness industry is dying or whatever, and he calls BS on that because there are so many, like, you know, there's CrossFit, there's Orange Theory, there's you're still got your Globo gyms around, there's boot camps, there's
Iron Tribe,
yeah, it's out there. It's just, you know, the type of fitness you offer needs to match the market you're in and the market you're after.
Yeah.
You know, he cautions, it's okay to be a CrossFit or die service, but you're taking your piece of your pie and you're making it really small.
And I think that, and from my standpoint, and been in this for a very long time, I think that's even getting smaller. I think, you know,
the numbers are there.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that with the Jordan's girlfriend that dropped in. Just how it's changed over the years, and it's dropped, and, you know, some people are afraid of the C word.
Yeah. But that, you know, I think that it's changing. I don't think it's dying away. It's changing its face. And I feel that with the technology, that advancement of the technology in athletics and in fitness and in performance, you're going to see more individualized programming rather than group fitness coming around. And a lot of that has to do is now you can monitor what you're doing through like a Fitbot, like your iWatch. They're coming out with clothes that will be able to sync up with your phone or your iWatch and let you know exactly what's going on.
Lee's ready for that.
You know, so so the technology's moving.
Too much tech.
Yeah, the technology's moving to where that individual doesn't need a person or a coach per se standing with them,
right?
But they need somebody that has the knowledge to be able to go, well, here's a program for you. That's for you. Now you go do it.
And be able to look at the results from those.
And understand what's happening.
Right.
So, you know, kind of the twist that we've looked at and kind of venturing into, you know, you and I, we've being a business and being in this for this many years, we've seen the change, and it's good. Change is good.
Yep. It's exhausting.
It is.
Why can't everything just stay the same?
It's exhausting.
But it's good.
Yep.
Keeps you growing. Mm-hmm. Keeps you fresh. Keeps you learning, too.
Man, I think, you know, as long as the service is still client-based, they're receiving a good service, they're receiving what they need, the coaches are receiving a good salary off of their work with it, and the business, the gym, is maintaining its livelihood, everybody's winning.
Yep.
So, you know, and I feel that that's the direction that needs to go. We have coaches that they need to make a professional wage.
Hey.
Yep. We're getting there. Lee had his pretty good first month.
Plugging along.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Excited. It's been fun.
Not overwhelming?
No.
At times.
I mean, yeah. Especially being new to it, you are afraid you're going to make a mistake. But like y'all have said so many times,
you're going to make mistakes,
and we expect you to. Yeah. So
we're here to make sure you don't make any major mistakes.
Yeah.
Going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But you're. That's how you learn.
Yep.
So.
It was a good article.
It was. Thanks for sending it.
Yeah.
Which, just so you know, Lee, he sent that to me during homeschool.
No, actually, I sent it to you right after I ate breakfast and Bug was still eating.
Okay.
I was not done yet.
You beat her?
So homeschool was just late, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And late started.
Which is okay. I actually start a little later than he does, so I can't give him a
shot. She starts a lot later than I do. I usually try to get started around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
We did get started about the same time.
Well, depends. Like today, I knew I didn't have to be in. I didn't have anything until noon, so I took that advantage of that time. Yesterday, I knew I had to be in at 11.
I like to get extra.
So I have to go a little bit early.
Extra snuggles from Bug.
So based off
she lets me know.
Sorry, going back to the article.
Yeah.
First, what about CrossFit attracted you to it, like, from the beginning? And then when was the point that you realized all those things that were said in the article? When did you realize y'all needed to make a change to keep Talon moving along, progressing, and meeting your members' needs?
I think that
what it attracted first.
The attraction was we were already doing something like this. We were doing performance work with our soccer players in San Antonio. I was working with some high school kids down there in the school that I was the head trainer for. Mm-hmm. And we were already doing that form of training. It was, you know,
so it's high intense.
It was high intense training. I'd move them from circuit to circuit to circuit. From okay, you're going to do cleans here. When you get done after X number of cleans, you're going to go over here and do some box jumps. Then you're going to run a 400 and come back. And we were, you know, in San Antonio, at least in the high school, we were able to. I had a field house, so we could take equipment outside, open the doors, and have at it. Mm-hmm. We worked with some college soccer players, and it was a very similar situation. Moved here and started working with some soccer teams and was utilizing that. And I had already been introduced to CrossFit when I was in San Antonio. And I realized, wow, that's the same stuff that we're doing. a little bit different, because ours was a little bit more interval work, and theirs was at a continuous, mm-hmm. i.e. 21:15:9, mm-hmm. AMRAP 10 minutes, go, where we had breaks involved in it. But it was very similar. And when we went, I remember, you know, discussing affiliating with CrossFit, and we went to sectionals back years ago. Tennessee was in the Dirty South, so we went to Huntsville, and that's when we were introduced. We saw Rich Froning. We competed in sectionals at that time. Rich Froning was there, Michelle Kinney. You know, there's some a lot of other people there. Russell Berger was running the show.
He was the announcer.
He was the announcer running the show.
Fell off the pull-up bar. Remember that?
Yeah. And so
they had like a playground pull-up bar, and the weld broke as he was demoing.
He wasn't happy.
Fell off. Oh, it hurt, man. He like he went up, and the everything came down.
And when we came back, Terry, on the drive back, the community got her.
Yeah.
It was about the community for her. And she goes, go ahead and you know, fill out the paperwork and let's do this. So all those years coming through, it grew. But even in the early stages, the first couple of years, there were things that we couldn't fix because we were doing one. And I think that was the first beginning of the change, was we went from a group foundation. Well, we went
from a 2-week foundation to a month foundation.
Yeah, we went from a 2-week foundation to a month foundation to be able to see if we can help further the process of getting these individuals ready for a class. And it did a little bit. We could identify some things, but we still weren't able to really hit what was going wrong. You know, they weren't putting in the time. Because it was on a curriculum base, we weren't able to put in the time. And they would get in the class, and then they would, you know, some would be scared, some would get hurt. And what I mean by hurt is they would aggravate things that were going on.
Mm-hmm. Or like a poor mobility issue would finally create problems because they kept doing movements mm-hmm. that, you know, without doing mobility.
And then they would ask us, and we would show them things to do. Mm-hmm. But they needed that. They needed more than just that showing. They needed somebody to hold their hands. And then that brought on the question of, well, this is going to cost you. It's a one-on-one. And at that time, people were like, well, I'm not going to pay that. And so that was kind of the turning tide.
Yeah.
And then when it was in 2014, after we got back from the games, that we just kind of started, I was getting unhappy with the way this was running and decided to make that change and trying to find ways to do that. And we're still doing it. I mean, I'm still trying to find a way to make it, you know, at least offer the best service possible. And unfortunately, we're at this crossroad now, and we have the possibility of two different type of models. One's an individual design, and one's a group model running the same way in the same house. Mm-hmm. And it right now it's working because there's very few on the individual design. But at some point, something's going to have to give, and we'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Yep.
So, does that make you, does that answer you?
Yeah, I was just curious because I was like, Tara, the community got me, and of course I absolutely love the challenge of it all, but what's fascinated me more than anything is, like, how big a part the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum plays into all of it, and I don't think that part of CrossFit like will ever fade away. So kind of like you're saying, it's changing faces in how it's practiced, but I like that the core philosophy of it, like that change, because to me that's the biggest change that CrossFit brought along with it, along with the community, is a difference in thinking about fitness as a whole.
Yeah.
Not just about looking good with your shirt off or
or moving heavy weight.
Yeah.
It's about like a whole picture, which is something that I like.
I think, you know, Tara and I, we've discussed it in the individual design program. She feels that, and I'm putting words in your mouth here, sorry to do that, but with our discussion, she feels that it doesn't bring very big community together, which the people that are in individual design, they have a community, but again, you have to look at where that community is, the web of that community, and how is that community, how's that web intertwined? It's a little different than it is in a CrossFit community where everybody's working out together. But I have to say from witnessing it and being involved in it for the number of days that I was, the way the community is built within this is very similar to like the community that's built within a troop of warriors, and they fight together. They're going to stand together and they're going to bond together.
Well, like Blake and I were talking about it, and like you had me do my own program, so I've been going through that. Blake's on a program that you've given him, and Pritchard is typically doing fire breathers, Maddie doing fire breathers. Like, even though all of us are on different programs, we are all still pursuing the same thing, and that generates a sense of community.
Yeah, so that's what I was just about to say. Yeah. When you guys all get to work out together, mm-hmm. when the times work out, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you have that camaraderie.
And you see things different too, because some of you guys are coaches, but you get to coach the other person on something other than what you're doing at the time.
Yep.
But like having the study hall concept, which right now it's in its infancy stages, so like there's only one or two people right now. So like Sherry, for example, I'm sure she misses the CrossFit classes. So you know, I might look and try to work into her program one day a week of CrossFit now that she's starting to feel better. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, we're going to have 10, 12 people in that study hall. So you'll have, you know, several people around a squat rack or maybe one doing pull-ups. So you're doing your own thing, just like your fire breathers are. So we'll be able to have that sense of community. Just, you know, it's new. It's going to take a little while to grow. So,
But, being involved with one, or at least seeing one, in it for a few days that I was.
Yeah, so he's talking when he went out to
OPEX. And seeing the way that was, because I've always trying to figure out how it worked and seeing how it flowed. They have a community. They have community activities. And so they develop that community. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if other boxes, because they're now licensing now, and seeing how other boxes will continue to move that way. There was a number of individuals in my course there that were actually owners of a box, a CrossFit box, that were in the process of switching to the individual design. And it's, you know, for them, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, because they don't allow group classes. It has to be all individual.
Yeah.
So, we talked about that, and we thought about that, but my big decision on there, at least for right now where we're at, was during the Hollowad. I sat there and I just looked around at everybody working together in freaking costumes. Like, I was like, no, you know what? I like the group classes, and I really think it's done a great job of building this community. Yeah. There's just a certain camaraderie, just like back to troops and stuff that I like, and I'm not ready to give that up, and maybe one day in the future, but for right now, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, it's kind of that fine line. I think that the community is, again, you're back to the community. The community is the biggest thing here, and you know, all the other things that we add, the diversity in the areas, like the article was talking about, we add to it to make that community even stronger. But we are looking at other avenues as a business to be able to make a living as a business, and that's the thing. And you can't ignore individual design or personal training. If you do, as you said earlier, you're going to shrink your pie down to something very small. And from a sustainability, that's going to be tough, especially with rent, especially with everything else.
Well, just turnover of coaches, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you're trying to do it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we invest a lot in you. We want you to stick around.
Yep.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah.
I'm still in my 90 day.
We might let you. Yeah, he's still in his trial period.
Yeah.
When's that up?
Yeah, we got to make a decision on him and Miranda. So.
Man, that'll be easy.
Started in October.
Wow. You were like half a month in October.
Well,
yeah. So you're only halfway through.
It was October 16th.
That deadline.
17th.
Yeah.
It was 17th.
Because Teddy's is coming up.
Teddy's coming up.
As he looks over with a kettlebell above his face.
Mine was 17th because my my payment was due like the next day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're like, yes.
Yeah. I get to eat for another month.
That's awesome.
All right. Anything all right. else?
I'm good. You good? Around the corner?
Around the corner. Not much going on. Tomorrow is Christmas Throwdown at CrossFit Rampage. Maddie is competing. She did not let us know that.
What?
She what?
Again, she did this. This is the second time she's done this to us. Last year was with Battle of the Barbells.
Well, last year was because she got in late. Like, it was full.
She also said she doesn't like people watching her work out. So
no, I don't like
no,
people.
No, don't come.
I don't like people watching work out. So you're not coming. But there's gonna be a lot of other people there watching me work out. Does not make any sense.
Strangers. It's she Maddie. Doesn't know those people.
Well. Okay.
Hey, there's a Christmas party tomorrow night, too.
There's a Christmas party tomorrow
holiday
night.
Party.
Yes, our
six
holiday
o'clock,
party.
6 o'clock, Hensley's.
And our own Teddy Warren is going to be
dressed nice.
Hosting tomorrow's Saturday WOD.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
If he can do this Turkish get-up, I don't know. Oh, okay.
He's having some issues with his psoas.
I see that.
And then next month is Nashville Weightlifting Club has a meet in January.
Yeah, Jenny reached out. She's going to train a couple of our youth, get them ready for that. So
nice.
Get to see Coach Jenny in here a little bit.
All right. Well, yep. We good then on Friday?
We're good. Happy Friday, y'all.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Bye-bye.